Make yourself comfortable and take a little break. Come and sit with the Lord and be still in the quietness and the intimacy of being with Him. Sometimes it may seem to take effort to make yourself be still for a while and in the peacefulness of being with the Lord, but it is worth it. Take a breath in slowly and exhale it, resting for just a second at the end of the exhale, and then let your body take over from there, breathing comfortably in and out as it does when you are asleep. Continue to breathe in this way throughout the exercise, just breathing comfortably and easily. Remember, there is life in our breath, and when we take the time to be with the Lord, you will be strengthened and encouraged. He wants us to come to Him in quietness and confidence. So take this time and set aside everything you think you need to do, everything you think that needs to be fixed, and everything that needs to be taken care of, and give this time to the Lord in quietness and in confidence, just breathing in and being. Relax and let the tension in your body go. There is nothing that needs your attention right now, except you need the quietness within that the Lord so desires to give and wants you to know that in this quiet place that everything's going to be okay, even if you can't see the okayness yet, because you are resting and waiting on the Lord. Just a few minutes with the Lord in this way, being still and not even praying for now, will refresh and renew you. He knows our needs even before we do. Your greatest need is to be in the place of stillness with the Lord, resting in Him, letting Him whisper, "Everything's going to be all right." He is with you and in you and desires to meet your needs and to provide for you. He loves you. He loves you. Give this time over completely to Him. Release your concerns, your worries, and all the things you think you need to do to Him. He knows how to take care of you and to take care of the things you take care of. Be at peace. Be encouraged. Keeping your focus on Jesus, not on your circumstances and not on what you need during this time of quietness with Him, will bring the peace of Christ into your situation. And you will be encouraged and strengthened after you have been still, waiting on the Lord. You will know what to pray in that stillness and in that quietness. But be still and listen. You will feel His peace, and you will have an inner sense of His goodness. And you will know that He desires to meet your needs. Continue to just keep your easy breathing, releasing thoughts that may come at you, and just let them go like water under a bridge. If a disturbing thought comes or something says you need to do this, just let it go. You need to be with the Lord for this time. sitting in quietness and stillness with Him. He will give you answers to questions that you didn't even ask, but they will be what you need to know. Think back to a happy time in your life. Perhaps a vacation, a birth of a child, marriage, whatever comes to your mind. Something that makes you happy when you think about it. Think on that time and allow those happy feelings of that happy time to come forward into the present with you. Stay there with this feeling of happiness, rejoicing in the Lord, breathing easily, and thanking the Lord for His blessings in your life. Just keep letting that happiness rest in you and letting your body and your mind relax with the Lord. Stay here as long as you wish in this peaceful place, breathing and being, knowing God is with you right now, and He is with you when you get up. If you need to get up now, just begin moving and stretching and let your thankfulness remain as you get up and you begin to go about your day. If it is nighttime and time for sleep, let yourself just drift off into a beautiful sleep, knowing that God is at the helm and He is with you and He is in you. Blessings to you. Be at peace. God is with you. Amen.